You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hey, Marianne.
Good morning.
Also with us is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning as well.
There are some opportunities to eat some delicious food this weekend.
Yep, you can eat your heart out. It's Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival weekend at the Westin, and that runs from Thursday through Sunday. Starting on Thursday with the Coastal Chef's Table, which is this five-course dinner prepared by all these amazing chefs from around the Southeast. On Saturday, it's the Aquacurian Challenge. So that's a variety of tastings of seafood dishes and cocktails, and you get to vote for your favorite. Last but not least, on Sunday is the Rise and Reel Jazz Brunch, which is a breakfast buffet with a Bloody Mary bar and live jazz music.
Whew, yeah, that is a lot of deliciousness all crammed into one weekend. And then Marianne, of course, August has just started, which means it's the first Friday of the month.
How the heck? We are at August 1st.
Yeah, so I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, Friday is the first Friday in the Starland District. That's a great way to learn about all the cool things going on in the Starland community. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday evening.
And you can also, starting on Friday, but going through the weekend, get some shopping done.
Yes, if you're into shabby chic, the vintage market days are in the Savannah Convention Center all weekend. So if you're planning to go, you might want to bring a truck. It looks like they've got a lot of furniture, in addition to other craft goods and artwork and other fun things.
And also, starting Friday and running through the weekend, we've got theater.
Yes, it's the opening weekend of Hair, presented by the Bay Street Theater, featuring a lot of local talent that it will be performing their rendition of this classic musical, talking about hippies and the Vietnam War.
Then on Saturday, Marianne, there is lots to do, including some ways to get ready to get the kids back to school.
Yes, here in August, we are all things back to school. So on Saturday from 9 to 3 is the Back to School Expo at the Savannah Civic Center. They are also offering free health screenings and much more. So this is a free and open to the public event. Just a really good way to get all the information you need as you send the kids back to school. And then out at Keller's Flea Market at 1 p.m., they're giving away free backpacks. So it's first come, first serve. You know, we all know backpacks are a little pricey, so you can get out there and get backpacks for all the kids.
And then also on Saturday, it's the start of one of our big local festivals.
Yes, the 7th annual Savannah Voice Festival starts on Saturday. The theme this year is Heaven and Earth. The Voice Festival will be going on all month, but it does start Saturday at the Westin.
And then finally, Claire, there's a great opportunity on Sunday to check out kind of the latest stuff at the Jepson.
Yes, the Jepson's featuring a new exhibit that opened earlier in July called Take Me to the River. It's a photography exhibit by Michael Colster, and it's photos of rivers that flow into the Atlantic, one of which is the Savannah River. And there's going to be a curator's tour at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, and while you're there, they're also opening an exhibit about tea drinking habits of Savannians in history, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds
awesome. Sounds really interesting.
Yes, yes, exactly. Very refined habit drinking tea. Well, Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.